the picket fence, the cyclone fence, and
what about at the ranches?
At the ranch? I don't know. I don't think I know.
What about the kind of fence that'll catch you?
Oh, barbed wire?
Huh?
Barbed wire fence?
How would you set up a fence like that?
Well, I guess some posts have to be, first some holes have to be dug, and then some posts put in the holes, and then just start nailing the barbed wire, put those posts to a certain distance, one from another, and then just go nailing the barbed wire from one post to the other.
Mm-hmm. What about the picket fence? How's that put up?
Then I think the picket already comes in rolls with the pieces of lumber or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're all cut in the same size, the same design.
Pointed?
Pointed, yes. Uh-huh. And it's about the same procedure as for the barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a fence that would go like this?
Yes, only I don't know what it's called.
What about a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Stone wall, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did they used to have those in this area?
Well, not very many people.
Mm-hmm.
No, not very many. In fact, I think I've seen just one.
Mm-hmm.
That's around, where Laredo Junior College is now. That was to be Fort McIntosh.
Mm-hmm. How are the Mexican people different from American people? How are their customs different? Can you tell the people, when you go into Mexico, do the customs seem to be
different?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. You mean from Anglos? Because Americans, well, I'm an American citizen,
but
I'm of Mexican descent.
Uh-huh.
You mean Anglos and Spanish are Mexicans? No, I think they...
Or the Mexicans over there.
From Mexico.
From the Mexican
from Americans. Well, in some ways, some of them have different ideas about different things, you know, and the Mexican Americans are more accustomed to the ways of the United States ways, you know, and Mexicans, of course, to their customs. Like, for example, in Mexico, when a girl wants to get married, why, they think, or their custom is for the boy or the bridegroom to furnish everything that the girl is going to wear, and the reception, and, well, everything. And here, I've heard that, well, not very many, but some of them, the girls buy their own trousseau, their own wedding gown, their own, and the bride's parents furnish the reception.
Mm-hmm.
And in Mexico, it's different.
What do the Mexican Americans here do? Do they do it like?
They do it, yes, more or less like the Mexicans are. They look for sponsors for some for the banquet, some for the orchestra, some for this, some for that. And
everybody pays?
Yes, whoever sponsors, for example, if you were to get married, you'd ask me to